Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you haven't got Rock Shop socks, that would be the BJ Migs Rock Socks at the Rock Shop. That's the word.
Oh, yes.
You got to get them is all I'm saying. Listen, you never know, you know, you never know when you're going to buy somebody something cool. And these Rock Socks are cool. So get them, have them on hand, hand them out as party gifts.
Whoa.
Yeah. How about that? They make
buy
great
a
shower
saver for Halloween.
Yeah.
Great centerpieces for weddings.
Yes.
I mean, these Rock Socks do it all. And you can get them now at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Beat Migs. It is time to turn out for tacos. And Steve, well, there's nothing to do with tacos, but you were perfect earlier, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tacos are pretty perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
tacos
that's
on the brain.
The connection.
Thank you, Vicky, for helping me on that one.
Let's just get right to our contestant today. We've got Johnny in Arlington to take on Steve. Johnny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Shinedown tickets. They're going to be over at the Showwear Center on July 26th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to get tickets, they're available now through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Johnny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Johnny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the common term for an injury to the neck caused by a jerk of the head?
Whiplash.
Yes. In 1980, Richard Gere starred as a male escort in the movie American What?
Gigolo.
Yes. The Phoenix Mercury and the Minnesota Lynx are teams in what professional league?
WNBA.
Yes. Russell Johnson played which character on Gilligan's Island? Yes. In which state was the TV show Friday Night Lights set?
Texas.
Yes. In which decade was Elvis Presley born?
30s.
Yes. What is Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yes. Which Teletubby has a triangle on its head?
Purple, blue, green.
No, I need their names, not their colors.
Oh, I have no idea, Pat.
Which 80s sitcom starred Tony Danza, Christopher Lloyd, and Danny DeVito?
Taxi.
Yes. Hollywood is a district of what U.S. city?
Los Angeles.
Yes. Which Teletubby has a triangle on its head? Nine correct. Almost a perfect 10.
Oh, boy.
The lack of Teletubby knowledge may be your downfall.
It could be, because Steve's a big Teletubbies fan.
Well, I mean, he used to watch it while he was inebriated, so yes. I don't necessarily think that that'll help with memory retention.
We'll see.
Steve has surprised us before.
Yeah.
Damn straight I have.
Are you ready?
Oh,
yeah!
What is the common term for an injury to the neck caused by a jerk of the head?
Whiplash!
Yes. In 1980, Richard Gere starred as a male escort in the movie American What?
Gerbil.
No.
Gigolo.
Yes.
Wow.
The Phoenix Mercury and the Minnesota Lynx are teams in what professional league?
The WNBA.
Yes. Russell Johnson played which character on Gilligan's Island?
The Professor.
Yes. In which state was the TV show Friday Night Lights set?
Texas.
Yes. In which decade was Elvis Presley born?
Ooh, 30s.
Yes.
Nice.
What is Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yes. Which Teletubby had a triangle on its head?
Lala?
No.
Tinky Winky?
Yes.
Wow.
Which 80s sitcom starred Tony Danza, Christopher Lloyd, and Danny DeVito?
A Taxi.
Yes. Hollywood is a district of what U.S. city?
Los Angeles.
Yes. And Steve, another perfect 10, and you win!
Oh, Johnny. See, the Teletubbies were your undoing. Take it easy, buddy. Thanks for playing. Poor guy.
Tinky Winky for the win.
Revved out at you.
I did.
I'm glad it was one of those two. I don't know any of the other Teletubbies.
I know them all, and I'm so dumb about it.
Tinky Winky, Lala, Poe, and Dipsy.
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 Vicky, you need to make room in your brain for other things.
I'm trying, man. I don't want this in my brain.
Let those go.
I'm trying, man.
Man, congratulations. That was two in a row. Two perfect tens.
Don't tell him he thinks he's good now.
Well, I mean, he is good. He's the best.
On Taco Tuesdays, I am.
Yeah. Congrats, Steve, when you're 10 correct.
That's right. Caller number 10, guess what? You're getting tickets to see Shinedown at the Showwear Center. Caller number 10, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. How about this? According to the Consumer Technology Association, we Americans are expected to spend a combined $26 billion on music and video subscription services this year. That is up from 20.4 billion from last year, nearly twice the amount that was spent in 2017. So, we have like almost doubled the amount of streaming that we do in just 2 years.
I'm trying to think of how many streaming services I have.
You must have a lot. You got
no, I don't. I don't. I probably have way less than anyone. Well, maybe less. Maybe Danny has less than me. But I'm thinking because I have Apple Music.
Okay.
The WWE Network.
Alrighty.
Power Slam TV. It's a wrestling.
All right.
One.
Three.
And I guess. I mean, would Game Center for the NHL count? It's a streaming service. But I watch it on TV, but it's the internet version. It's like Center Ice, but so I have four.
I think anything that you need a Wi-Fi access to
pay
use,
extra for. Yeah.
In other words, like I have cable TV, that's not streaming. But if right. I got to go get Netflix, if I get Netflix,
so I have five.
Yeah. What about Spotify? You got that?
No.
Oh, all right.
No, why would I have Spotify and Apple Music?
I don't know, thinking maybe you're cool.
No, if I was cool, I'd have Spotify, but I'm old, so I have Apple Music.
Yeah.
That's like the joke, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw that. Somebody posted something like, our album's now available on Apple Music. I'm like, what are you, 80 years old? I'm like, I didn't know that Apple Music meant that you were an old person.
Yeah.
Means you're a more refined person.
I guess compared to Spotify. Ooh. In the eyes of, it's so weird how we've designated, okay,
yeah.
You're the old dude if you have Apple, but you're young and hip if you have Spotify.
I think it was because Spotify was free for a while. And so there's a lot
still
of
kind
of
it still there's, is free. Same oh, see, with like the Pandora. Know. It's just you get commercials and stuff.
See, yeah, I never use Spotify. I always use Apple Music because that's where, like, back in the day.
Back in the dizzle.
I would put all my CDs on iTunes, and then it's just kind of gone that way since then.
Yep.
I only have two. I only have Apple Music and Netflix.
It's convenient. I knew it. Yeah. I knew you were probably the least of us.
Yeah. Nothing, yeah. And music services are really a big reason why. They're going to reach $8.4 billion this year between Apple Music and Spotify. That's a 33% increase over last year. I mean, I probably have the most streaming, I would imagine.
Out of someone's like, Stevie, I have no Hulu. I'm like, no, that's why anytime anyone says, watch Letterkenny, I'm like, I'm not going to. Because I'd like to, but I'm not going to get Hulu just so I could watch a show.
And I ended up getting Spotify just for Prince Migs, little baby Prince Migs.
He loves music.
He loves music. And we have his whole like giant playlist. And we're constantly, my dad and I are adding to it. So it's been a great investment.
And
are you
a Prime member?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know you get free music?
Yeah.
But, no. If you've checked it out, that's fine. Yeah. A lot of people don't know they get free music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, and then you can get an even more expanded Prime Music if you pay, but you get some limited free music from Prime, and then they have a bigger selection you can get from, but they want a little money for that.
Yeah, it's like I'm already paying the yearly subscription fee at once. I don't feel like paying them more for something. They're like, we have this for you free on some conditions.
Mm. But yeah, I don't have Amazon Prime, so I have no idea how it works.
No, but here's the thing.
I always understood it as, here, we have all these shows and music for you for free.
Right.
I didn't realize it was limited. Like,
how
you had to
limited?
Pay more. Like, I wanted to watch Tom and Jerry, and I had to subscribe. Yeah, I did. And it was me and my dad watching Tom and Jerry.
I respect that.
I had to pay for this quote-unquote channel, like $4 extra a month. I got it for free for a month, and then after that, it was like, okay, I don't feel like paying $4, and it doesn't even have all the episodes.
Oh, that's horrible. But, I mean, so, when it comes to music service, you are paying for one anyway, or are you doing it all free?
No, I'm paying for it, but that way my dad has it, too. Everybody in my household.
All right. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter whether if whatever works for you, but you are paying for it. I thought that's you can't get mad at anybody for wanting to charge you for a music service since you are willing to pay money for a music service.
Yeah, I just thought that when they said, here's your Amazon Prime subscription, it comes with this.
You don't get a lot of it, but you get a little. Yeah. They're just, they're trying to, it's like drugs. You know, they give it to you for free a little bit, and then they go, come get some more. I've got a bunch.
How many do you think you have?
All right, let's see.
I'm thinking you have over seven.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got MLB. I've got CBS. I've got Netflix. I've got Prime.
Do you have a music one?
Prime. No, Prime is probably my music area. I don't have Apple Music. Is that all I got is four? Am I really?
What about Hulu?
I don't have Hulu.
Well, you borrow Hulu.
I borrow Hulu. Yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Netflix? Did you say that?
I did say Netflix, yeah. I think that's all I got. Netflix, Prime, MLB, and whatever the other one was.
What about RedTube? You got that, right?
RedTube is free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, well, I mean. Yeah.
You're stealing money from those ladies, but sure, it's free.
Oh, and YouTube Premium. I forgot I got YouTube Premium.
You still have that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
How you like that?
First of all, you get a couple of cool shows, mm-hmm. but you get to download everything they have.
See, that's pretty rad.
I will pay for that. I wish more services would let me download their stuff to the tablet. Prime does, and Netflix does.
I wish the WWE Network did, man. Oh. That would be so nice, especially when you go on a trip, to be able to watch things on the plane.
Yeah.
But they haven't locked into that yet. I hope they do eventually.
Yeah, I would definitely subscribe to my own Hulu account if they let you do that. But they haven't, and that is where I draw the line now. I draw the line with, if I can't put it on my tablet and take it with me, then I will not pay for your service. I'll just borrow it from somebody else named Vicky and Rev. That's what I'll do. Yeah.
It works.
So how about that? They're projecting that we will spend over $32 billion by 2020. This is just, it keeps going up and going up, the amount of money we spend on streaming services. That's nuts. And that's why everyone's making more. That's why Disney's doing it. That's why Warner Brothers, I think, is doing their own thing. Everybody's doing their own streaming service. And eventually, we will be laughed at by younger kids that will go back to cable. Like, you know how all the younger kids now are going, I need
to save money. I'm going back to cable.
Yeah, all the kids will be going, I'm connecting the cord. You stupid old millennials. You don't know what you're doing. You're paying all this money for a la carte. I'm just going to go get the cable.
It's like, I mean, nowadays you need to make a budget just for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to pay attention to those things because you don't realize all the different subscription services you have. And sure, yeah, each one may be between $6 and like $15 a month, but that adds up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
All I know is that when the Disney comes out with theirs, I'm totally getting it. Don't care.
Yep, I'm getting it as well.
I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah. See, I already bought the Blu-rays for all the ones that I like, so I don't know what
else. That's my whole thing with it. It's like, I own all the DVDs. I don't really need the streaming service.
But, I mean, not everybody owns all of them, like the classic Disney princess or even like the Bambis and stuff. Like, I don't own.
Yeah, if you care.
I have them on VHS.
Yeah, see, you love Disney. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, Disney has my Marvel and they have Star Wars.
Like a legitimate like Star Wars, like a TV series only on that service.
Yeah, but I don't have to get it. You know why? Because you're getting it.
No.
We'll barter at a later date.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
Terminals.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Well, I mean, if we're going off that way, I only technically have two services.
Yeah. See?
Well, here I am.
Here you are.
Services. Paying out of pocket.
Paying out of pocket.
Thanks, wrestling.
What a rube.
Yeah, I've got five, actually.
How are you not sharing that with Hair Club? I mean, you just have the wrong friends. I mean,
I don't share my services with people, man.
Oh, really?
No.
So if somebody came up to you and said, hey, dude,
do it.
You wouldn't do it.
I don't know why. I just wouldn't. I just don't want to hand it. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Oh yeah, see, I have my own set of passwords that I'm ready to share. Like I make the
yeah,
set.
I had to change my specific passwords to make sure that they didn't match with anything else.
Yeah, your password could be "Hey criminals,
that go after yourselves." You're not having my password.
It's pretty 69.
Yeah, exclamation point.
Yeah,
all caps.
Yeah, all caps.
Of course. There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
That's my password.
Yeah. Well, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is it you want to rap about? You know what? You're going to get to. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Yes, this is your time. This is your 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. You might get 40 seconds of fame. But do remember, whatever you do, Steve has this rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gonged and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We're getting some text messages about the dumb things you do that if we asked your parents what's the dumbest thing you've done, what they would say.
Yep.
Just based on a conversation we had earlier. So he says, I used to have Aquanet fireballs.
Wow. Right. Yeah, those...
Another person, when I was 10, I accidentally set a dumpster on fire.
Oh, there we go.
Accidentally.
It happens. It happens. I'm telling you. Oh, grandma's house, dumpster.
Randomly happens.
Dumpster fires.
Fairness, maybe he was setting something on fire and just threw it away, and it got a lot bigger than he planned.
Yeah.
My dad even replied to this whole thing. He texted me. He was listening. And he said the dumbest thing that I did was I was like 3 or 4, and I went. We were outside of a McDonald's, and I had all my cousins with me, and I was the only one who spoke English. So I proceeded to take all the McDonald's cups out of the garbage and then go up to the front and ask for refills for all of us.
Oh.
So we got free soda.
Oh.
From the garbage cups.
Yep. Yeah. Oh. They put us. I took the straws out.
Oh,
that new straw.
It's clean.
But it was in the garbage.
You nasty.
Oh, they always tell that story.
How funny that's the thing that stands out for your pops.
My dad, yeah.
Yeah. How old were you?
Like 3 or 4.
Oh, well, 3 or 4, you don't know any better. Okay, I'll give you that.
No, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, yesterday. Although, that doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Which is funny because you're such a germ freak.
Right.
That back
so
then,
gross.
Could you imagine you doing that now? No.
Mm-hmm. You've evolved into a germ freak. You weren't before.
Right.
And what happened to you?
I don't know.
Maybe this.
Yeah, that might have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to my therapist.
All right. 206-421
Rock. I want to.
Yeah. No.
Hard pass on that, but thanks.
I pay extra.
I want to talk to Channing Tatum's therapist after that thing he posted yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you've been listening to me in my therapy sessions? It's like, okay, we're going to get the launch codes from him.
Earlier, we talked about the guy that freaked out because his wife and him, they went to a strip club. The strippers brought the wife up on stage. They started taking her clothes off, and he had a big argument with her.
Yeah, he punched the guy in the nose.
He did, allegedly. Yeah. Punched a guy in the nose. Somebody says, if you as a guy go to a strip club to look at naked women, and your wife is there as a guest, as you are, and her clothes come off, you've got nothing to complain about. Because you're always there to look at naked women. Whether or not she's your wife has no bearing on the matter. Because if you get upset, now you're displaying a double standard.
Aww. Here's the problem.
That's not right logic.
It's here's the thing. When it comes to human beings, unless you know how a human being ticks, you will not understand how their actions don't make sense logically because you don't know how they tick. Men can be territorial where women don't, on average, don't have that. So that's why to some people it might go, that makes no sense. But if you realize that, no, men just do not, this is mine, you will not take and see what's mine. I think it's primal as to why a guy gets pissed off about that. I believe it's a primal biological core. That's my belief.
Well, I just said, my opinion is that you guys should be okay with it before you go into a establishment like that. I don't have the same feeling. Like, I know my wife would not be okay if we went, like, if, let's just say, went to a gentleman's club. Not gentlemen's for women, but, like, you know, Peckers on Parade.
Oh, Peckers on Parade. my favorite place.
That should be the name of the next strip club.
Yeah.
And I jump up on stage and just start doing my thing. A, that would probably drive everybody out of the room. But my wife wouldn't be too pleased about that. Just because you're going somewhere to watch someone do something doesn't mean that then all bets are off so that your significant other can do it as well.
Yeah, I would bet. First of all, the first part of your statement I agree with. Mm-hmm. You should know going in what's going on.
Preparation always goes a long way.
The second scenario, I'm not talking about your wife, but I'm going to say women in general. Mm-hmm. I don't think women in general would have a problem if they went to a strip club for men with their man, mm-hmm. and their man gets up there. Because I think they would have less of a problem with their man being out there with the Johnson than the reverse scenario with a guy having his woman naked. I think women wouldn't have as much of a problem with that as men do.
Plus, I'm going to see paid professionals.
Well, that's a whole different story.
I don't expect to go to a Mariners game and then my wife jumps out on the field and starts trying to play second base.
At this point,
it would be an improvement.
Yeah, I don't think she could hurt the team.
bad example.
Yeah.
I feel like as long as there's no like lap dances or anything like that to other patrons, it shouldn't really matter in either gender.
Yeah, but men are territorial. Yeah. And that's the thing. When human beings don't realize that their monkey brain is really behind what's going on, why they do what they do, we try to logic our way through really what are biological instincts, and it's not a brain thing, it's just a body thing. And again, I've been reading this brain rules book from Dr. John Medina, so it's not me coming up with this stuff. We need to take that into account. We just have to take into account that we have lizard brains and all mammal brains, that stuff has a play in our lives, not just, oh, we can think our way through.
And I mean, women are territorial too, but I feel like most girls are afraid of saying or doing certain things for fear of being labeled as crazy.
Yeah, well, I
so
wonder.
We have to hold back.
I wonder if women don't like it if you take their stuff. Like if a man is giving his stuff to somebody, like money or attention or whatever, that might be more than just, hey, you want to see a sausage? What do I care? You know, I mean, I don't want to see that old stupid thing anyway. So yeah, show it to somebody
for yourself.
Well, I am actually
young and intelligent.
Oh, really?
Oh, interesting.
You have a smart sausage.
Yes.
Wow,
the young smart sausage.
Smartphone, smart speakers, and Steve's smart sausage.
Because I'm a Mac guy. That's what happens.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This text stems from the story of the woman whose car was stolen, and then she stalked the criminal and eventually stole her car back.
Oh, yeah. Epic story.
So it says a buddy of mine's car got broken into. They stole a whole bunch of stuff for fishing. His girlfriend was smart enough to go on Craigslist and start looking for the stuff that was stolen. And we set up a meeting time with the person that stole it and confronted them in the parking lot of a QFC. And we said, we're going to turn him in if he doesn't bring back all the stuff within an hour. Needless to say, he was back in 25 minutes with everything that was taken.
Damn.
Whoa.
Boy, you know,
they always
what?
Say that. If something goes missing, get on Craigslist immediately and see if it's for sale.
That's a good call. And that's pretty brave of them because, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with when people are stealing stuff. Like, he might have come back, and he could have come back with some really bad stuff. But okay. You know, it worked for them anyway.
So it says, what you're now rationalizing is that women are property, so my double standard logic actually still works.
I'm not saying it's right,
Texter. I'm not saying it's property.
No,
it's just,
I'm not.
All I'm saying is, like, if you're not okay with your woman flashing her boobs in front of someone, and she is, then maybe that's not the right relationship for you. But that's a conversation you should have before you go into a strip club.
And yeah, and also we want to be clear, Texter. Yeah, it's territorial just means that's just a sort of like old school biological thing. It doesn't mean we still can't think through it, but that's why I think that there's a double standard because men are more territorial than women are. Otherwise, you would have those same feelings. I will tell you this. Here's a perfect example, and I get into fights about this all the time. And I don't want this to be a serious thing, but I think women definitely can understand this because they're the ones that go through it and men don't when it comes to the fact that you decide whether or not you want to have a baby, whereas there's a guy going, why don't I get a decision? Since we both made this thing together, don't I get a decision? And women go, you don't understand because you don't understand because you're not a woman. And I think it's the same kind of argument. You have to understand the person. Otherwise, your logic just doesn't make any sense to anybody. If that's helpful, you know, because it's the same. It's also illogical.
That's my argument all the time. Yeah. I'm like, look, you don't know what it's like to be carrying this child.
Yeah,
I mean, if you see my stomach.
Oh, yeah, food, baby.
I'm a solid 5 months pregnant all the time.
If you're 5 months pregnant, then you know what I'm doing
any
day.
Yeah.
Seriously, I am due any day now. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody wanted some advice from us. I lost the text. Let me just pull it up.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, you know, we are amazing at advice.
Yay.
Vicky knows things.
So I work with a small team of six women. Most of us have worked together except for this one girl, and she's made it explicit it that she doesn't want to be friends. She wants to do all the minimum required of her and just go home. That's fine and all, but she's not interested in having lunch together, celebrating milestones together, and all that good stuff. But she just said that she would like to be a part of our carpool. She lives at the far end of our area. She wants in on the carpool. I'd rather sleep in an extra 15 minutes than deal with this woman. I'm not inclined to go the extra mile for this coworker who doesn't want to give an inch as being a part of the team. What do you guys think? Should I tell her no, or do I have to have her be a part of our carpool?
Yeah, ooh. Say you're full up. You don't have enough room.
Well, there's what if she knows there's like three of you in a big car?
Yeah. Say you have a cooler or something you got to take with you for snacks.
Or you're a pack rat.
Yeah, that too.
Yep.
It's really tough, you know, when it comes to corporate culture, and we've learned this, if you have to work with people that aren't just culturally a good fit, and that's corporate culturally a good fit, it really is a problem. And it sounds like this woman's not a fit. And now she's
willingly not a fit.
Yeah. And now she just wants to take advantage of you guys, which will put you out of your way. I see nothing wrong since she's kind of said, I do what I want for me. There's nothing wrong for you guys to say, well, we do what we want for ourselves. It's nothing against her. You just go, I don't want to, you know, have to get up 15 minutes earlier.
Or say at the end of work every day, we all go get happy hour. She's all about not wanting to put in the extra amount of time at work.
Good
and
call.
Wants to just check in and check right out. Or say we're all working late tonight. Can't pick you up. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then if she agrees to it, then just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sneak away.
Oh, or just have her go through a whole bunch of extra hoops. Like, well, we got to meet up over here. So you got to take an Uber over to this spot and then we'll pick you up.
I joke about all this. You should just say the truth. I mean, listen.
I like your ideas, actually.
I don't know, man.
You get caught in the lie.
The truth is kind of hard.
See, you know, we've talked to Rev before. Yeah. I mean, you know, you and I come from a different place. Rev is a born and bred Seattleite.
Oh, yeah.
Rev does not like confrontation.
At all.
He doesn't even want to go in and order his own food because they might ask him too many questions about it.
Yeah.
That is a thing that exists where you and I, Steve, are like, well, why don't we just tell them the truth?
Yeah, why use the truth when you can, you know, create an elaborate plan that may or may not backfire?
It's not easy in Seattle. I mean, because if the culture is to just not be confrontational, then you've got to come up with a way. You know what people do? They just don't answer.
That's true.
That's really what they do.
Just don't reply to her.
Yeah, you don't reply.
Hey, maybe we'll pick you up tomorrow. If you don't see us at 7, then maybe you should drive yourself.
That's usually what happens. It's like, hey, you guys, I want to do this. And then I never get an answer. Like, nothing. It's really hysterical. It is unbelievable how it's like, well, this conversation's over.
There have been actual times where I've gotten a text and I didn't want to answer it. For the entirety of the whole day, I didn't get on social media. I didn't do anything that they might have noticed and seen that I didn't respond to their text.
Oh, like Birthday Boy. I still haven't confronted Birthday Boy about who owes me a board game because of his Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
And I texted, and I didn't go on and blast him on Facebook. I privately messaged him and said, hey, where's my game?
And he never replied.
Nothing. Then I wish him a happy birthday. Thank you.
I still think you should have followed that up.
Yeah.
Where's my game?
Yeah. But he's such a dude that was born and raised in Seattle. I know the game now. He's never going to answer me. He doesn't want to.
I just texted him, stop with the coworker excuses. Just say no and be done. That's what we did at my office.
I mean, yeah, that could work.
That is the best way to handle it, actually.
Yeah.
Carpooling would be fun because then it's like you're on a road trip every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, see, I would think it would be miserable.
Oh, I love road trips.
To carpool to work. No, road trips are great, but carpooling to work, I don't ever want to do.
Why? What if it's with, like, the people that you're friends with?
Well, first of all, where are they?
yeah, you work with your friends?
Yeah, wait, you work with friends? What are you talking about?
I'd carpool with the rest of you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, now, how about, the question is, though, is at 2:30 in the morning, would you carpool with us?
Yeah,
because I feel like a normal carpool, when you wake up and you've had your coffee and shower, you're good. It's like, oh, it's fun. But 2:30 in the morning when we're all zombies?
Yeah, you're all miserable people when I come in here. You really are.
But then we're all miserable together. None of us are going to talk. We'll just listen to some tunes.
We're all respectful. Like, hey, I want my quiet time. It's still too early. You want your quiet time. We're just going to enjoy this quiet time.
The drive back would be fun.
That's true.
And if we got a wild hair up our butt, we'll just go to Olympia and get some old school pizza.
Yeah, that's true. I am so opposite you guys. Like, I will talk going into work to get ready for the show. It's like, I got to get myself up. Let's go. And you guys, I know, would be like, shut up. And then at the end of the show, I crash and don't want to talk to anybody. And then you guys are ready to have fun times.
It's easy. I just give you snacks on the way there and on the way back because that'll get you shut up.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that with Sarah in the carpool.
I'm giving him snacks.
She's not going to let me eat anything. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. Yeah, I you know, and I don't want to take mass transit. I like my car. I mean, I feel badly when they build this light rail that I still won't want to use it. It's, I mean, I don't want to take triple, double the time to get where I can go in 5 minutes.
Or just sometimes if you want to go do something after work, and then it's just like everything gets changed because of the schedule of,
yeah,
of the transportation. I that's always been something in my back of my mind. Granted, we don't have that luxury really at 3 a.m. to, yeah, even consider it. Although I don't know if I necessarily want to be on public transportation at 3 a.m.
No.
I can only imagine it's an interesting group of people.
Bunch of people who look like Danny. You don't want,
yeah, crying about something.
Yeah, you don't,
true,
need that. Yeah, you, yeah, don't need that. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody wants some relationship advice, guys.
All right.
All right. They texted us saying, so me and this girl have been seeing each other for about 5 months. Ooh. We work together, and I know that throws up your alarms. Oh, BJ, I think,
yeah,
you cue the alarm.
Okay.
There we go. There you go. She keeps saying she wants more, but when we're not together, she's hanging out with other guys.
What?
I'm hesitant to try and move on with her and get into the relationship knowing... I'm hesitant to try and move on into the relationship with her knowing that. Do I get into a relationship with her and hope for her to stop hanging out with the other people, or do I cut it off now?
When he says hang out with other guys, I wish I would know what that...
Yeah, let us know the proper definition of that. If by hanging out you mean she's experiencing their sausage, then yeah, that might be something that could be a little bit of a deal breaker. But if she's got guy friends... and there's nothing to be concerned about, then why? Don't put your foot down and be like, you can't have these guy friends.
It's that territorial thing again. I mean, it really is why I think us guys have really taken so long to allow girls into our groups when, because of the fact that, or letting our girls get into groups with guys because we're just like, for years, we're like, this shouldn't be. You shouldn't, you know what? Next thing you know, you're in bed with the guy. That was how we always thought, territorially speaking. But like you said, it's changed. I mean, you know, men and women can hang out and there's just not going to be any sex, or in a lot of cases, there's not even any attraction.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, I mean, how do you answer that? I mean, unless, if you really dig her, then pursue her. Seems like a pretty easy thing.
Yeah, you know, so many people are afraid of getting their heart broken. And I'm telling you, it's part of life. I think you become a better person if you experience heartbreak. And some people think it's called your heart breaks open. It doesn't break. It breaks open.
Okay.
You know, but
pot.
Yeah. But either way, I do believe that adversity is a big part of humanity. And it's what makes you better, as opposed to a society that really just wants to shield everybody from every pain with the helicopter parenting. I'm not a big believer in that. So
yeah, I mean, well, what Wayne Gretzky said, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah,
I mean, you got, if you're digging this person, are you gonna live the rest of your life wondering, well, that could have been the person that I would have spent some quality time with, maybe not forever, but maybe had a great relationship for a period of time? And then like you said, I mean, at times ended relationships for me, I was always about like creating new standards. Like each relationship would end and I'm like, okay, now I know I don't want that in a relationship.
Yeah.
And the next person that I eventually will be with will not have that trait, otherwise I know not to even go down that road. And it was just a series of building new standards and standards and standards until I found somebody in my life that was just like everything I needed. Yeah. I mean, as silly and as hokey as that sounds, but I would have never known that though had I not had failed relationships.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of thinking back on my more experience times, if you will, and there were many guys that I'd be going out with, but I'd have other guys on the side too, and it wasn't because there weren't enough, it's just they didn't want to commit or I didn't want to commit. And but the second that you're in a relationship, and if you communicate that with her, hey, we're official, that means we're monogamous here, then if she doesn't want to be it, then that person wasn't right for you.
And it's interesting when you have your eye on the prize. I had to tolerate my wife dating me and other people because she didn't want to commit. But I was like, I'm telling you, I mean, you and I should be together. I just need to grow in you more. That's all. I just realized I just needed to just be in her life. And she'd realize, yeah, what am I doing? Why am I not with this guy? And it took 3 years for me to wear her down. and also not let her out of the house.
It's so romantic.
Down.
Yeah.
Good God.
Well, I mean that's just how it was. And the guy that she was dating and me, we were completely opposite people, completely different people. And so it's like, it's weird that she was dating both of us because we hated each other and everything he was about, I wasn't, and vice versa. I just didn't understand what she saw in both of us. Like, I can see one of us, but what are you doing?
So he was quiet and a really chill, nice dude.
Yeah.
PJ really? Shea
yeah.
stars in The Relationship Cockroach, coming soon to Netflix.
But here's the thing. He was kind of like a hippie. He kind of couldn't keep a job. He was really nice, and he was really chill, and he seemed like he was a deep philosophical guy and all that. But he couldn't hold a job to save his life. He wasn't reliable. And me, you know, I was an anal retentive nightmare that could keep a gig, you know. And so, hey, I'm your guy.
You got text messages. I love your guy's old photos. BJ is old. Ha ha ha.
Oh, it's so true.
What are we talking about again?
Oh, so Danny, what did you do, Danny?
Well, there's a new app. Well, I don't even know if it's new, but it's called the Face App. And it just basically, you can make yourself young or old. And since we already did our baby photos a while back, I decided to do the old photo on the BJ and Migs Facebook page.
So I just said BJ and Migs on Facebook and I'll see this?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And he took a picture of all of us. And for some reason, I don't know why.
I never bothered to ask him why he's taking pictures of me.
Yeah. So he took a picture of all of us. You all look like you're older, and I look the same. What the hell kind of filter is that?
Yeah,
I just look more wrinkly. It's like there's regular Steve, and then there's raisin version of Steve.
Yeah,
Vicky looks like my grandma.
It's funny because I look like my grandma.
Oh, I did tell Vicky when I saw that. I go, you are going to be an adorable little grandma.
Brad looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he does. I know. I can't wait until my beard goes all white. It's going to be amazing.
You will be a mall Santa, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, Joe looks like you.
Yeah.
Joe does look like you. It's kind of creeping me out.
And Sarah looks like she's like the Mick. She looks like she's going to be a ratchet woman with box wine when she's holding.
Yeah, not wrong.
No.
And Danny's going to be that punk rock dude that like tries to put his fist up in the air with the devil horns and then hurts himself.
So now Danny
looks like he's about to say, get off my lawn.
It's actually probably true. Yeah,
yeah, Danny. Yeah. But Danny, so did it not work on me or are you being funny?
Wait a second. Yeah, what's up with BJ? Yeah. Nothing changed.
Did it not work on me or are you being funny, Danny? Did this machine go, that's as old as this guy will go? Is that what it is?
Guys, he's already old. He's I don't know if you know this.
Andrea wrote, you kept BJ the same. That's hilarious. Yeah. The old BJ is regular BJ. Classic, you guys.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, what? I, why do I put up with this?
You know, any chance to troll you?
You know,
I respect that.
20 years ago, when I came to this fine land of Seattle, you know what? I had respect from the people that worked on this. Well, I couldn't say that.
No, one guy was deaf. That's why.
Yeah, that's
why. You told us just about that this morning.
Yeah, one was hearing impaired.
Yeah.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, I just saw Sarah's picture on Instagram. Impressive. I'd be jealous, J-Rubs.
Okay, who wants to tell this story? I don't.
The wedding picture of Sarah having a guy pull the garter belt off of her leg.
Yep, it's the guy who cut the garter.
Teeth.
And he's pulling it off, and her legs are just spread eagle.
Sarah shows how flexible she is.
Yeah, she surely does. She's a delightful child. And, of course, her boyfriend's there while this other guy is basically, well, in a position that no man should be in with somebody else's woman.
Yep, on her on her Instagram.
That's my daughter right there. Sarah. There you go. I'm going to tell you something right now. Okay, you would think she gets this from me. She does not. I have had many uncomfortable moments with my wife over the years because my wife decided, hey, I'm going to have one drink too many. And the next thing you know, these kind of things happen. That's all her mom right there.
But her and her mom don't get along. So.
I know. They're both like Ratchet McGee's. You'd think they would be two peas in a Ratchet pod.
So Ratchet doesn't recognize Ratchet?
No, I guess not. Yeah, my wife definitely would have been Ratchet back in the day if they had that term.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, she's a sweetheart until you give her some alcohol, and then she becomes Ratchy McGee.
Oh my God, your wife's so fun when she's drunk.
Oh,
she beats you the lights
out. Yeah, she's out of her mind. I'm a happy drunk. I get along with people. My wife just starts whooping on people or just, you know, throwing drinks in people's faces. She goes out of her mind. Yeah, it's not good, Steve.
I'm sorry, I looked at the picture of us looking old, and a few people have actually commented on the text line saying that Danny looks like Miles.
Oh,
you look just like Miles.
I need to throw out my tongue and see what happens.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. That is true. Yeah. So look at that. You become Miles in a couple years.
All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
Miles with a lip ring.
Yeah.
How are you with kicking balls?
Yeah.
Excuse
me?
Yeah.
He was a punter.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he'd have to go around and kick people. Okay. Now I got you.
I mean, both are good. I mean, you know.
You know. It's not like Miles is doing it now, though. He's not running around just randomly punting around.
But if you want to be Miles, you got to have his backstory.
Oh, okay. All right, backstory. You were kicking balls.
I was.
Okay, good. I love, by the way, Steve, that's the only thing that we know about Miles. He's just kicking balls.
Well, he likes to drink, he likes to run, and he likes to kick balls.
Okay. That sounds like about me.
He's got a scooter. Danny, get a scooter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I don't know if I should say this. You think I could say that?
I don't know if you could say it. I don't know what you're about to say.
Well, like this. Uh-huh. Is that, you think that it's okay to say?
Because he's skiing now?
No, he's not. No, he's milking a cow.
Yeah, he's milking a cow. Okay, yeah.
Miles, I didn't know that. I'm sure it's not a problem. Well, it's not like a deep, dark secret.
I know, but I want to make sure I don't know what people are doing anymore. But yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he started. Some guy was yelling at me in the garage, and I can't hear very well sometimes. And so I turn around, and I don't know who it is. And he just starts talking to me, and I'm like, okay, I have no idea who, because he's sort of, you know, in the shadows. Beautiful, nice new car. And then he's going, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, God, this guy knows a lot about me. I don't know who this is. And then I recognize it's Miles, because he's not on his scooter.
And he wears a disguise when he comes to work.
He does.
Yeah, big prosthetic mustache.
Well, putting Miles in a car is a disguise, because I never, ever thought I'd ever see Miles in a car.
Any of those guys, really.
Yeah, so
Miles. Ted and Thrill.
Miles finally came to the dark side. He's got a car now.
How about that?
Well, yeah, you know, you get to a certain age in life that you go, I want to, like, decrease my carbon footprint, but no, I'm not getting out of my car. You just get to that age. I think, you know, like all these guys with the Lime bikes and everything, I want to talk to these people in 10 years and see if they're still Lime biking, or if they're going to be like me, the guy that they've been scowling at, but they'll be in their car too.
No, in about 10 years, I'll keep doing those Lime scooters. Those things are amazing.
Yeah, I wish I could have a scooter, but I feel like driving a scooter from Marysville to Seattle every day is not...
That'll take a minute.
It'll take a minute.
If you live, like, in downtown Seattle, having a scooter would be fun.
Oh my God, yes.
Steve, pause for a second. Vicky commuting to work from Marysville on a scooter every day. Get that image in your head. We need to make this happen.
It would only be better if it's one of those, like, the foot scooter ones, like the Lime scooters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how fast do those things go? Maybe 5 miles per hour?
Probably.
That would be so awesome. You see this little Vicky on this Lime scooter. I want to do this. Vicky, you need it. We'll buy you a Lime. I'll get you a Lime scooter.
It'll take her, like, 3 hours to get to work every day.
It can't be a Lime scooter. You have to keep it in the city. You have to give me an actual scooter.
All right, fine. I'll paint it Lime colored, I guess.
Big into, like, the carpools and riding all that. Someone says, I hate carpools. I'm an impulsive person. Sometimes I want a beer. Sometimes I want food. I don't want the person I'm sharing a car with to stop me from that. That's what I have a wife for.
Or just, like, if you want to get food, suddenly it opens the doors for everyone getting food, and pretty soon you got somebody bringing in the nasty-ass stinky food.
Mm.
Yeah, and with carpooling, look, some people like it because maybe that's their social time. Maybe people work in a cubicle or they do a lot of coding work and they don't get to see a lot of people. So I get a carpool could be fine. I got a buddy that's got a carpool. He does the van pool thing. But I know he does a lot of solo work. So for me, it's my alone time. You know what I mean? You get to sort of power down, be by yourself, and I think that's good stuff, which is why I love being in the car by myself.
Oh, BJ, we have a secret admirer for you on Facebook.
See, based on that picture Danny posted of me?
No, I think just based on our conversation, she says, BJ can break my heart.
Ooh. Whoa, I wonder if it's the same lady that messaged me about BJ.
Really?
No.
I got a secret admirer?
Yeah, she was a lady who sent me a message and said that she would love to hang out with you.
She messaged me, too.
Yeah, wow. She says, BJ, I think he's awesome. He's funny, straightforward, and good-looking.
I've had
a crush on him for a long time now, but I do respect the fact that he's taken. I just think it was fun doing that, and I want him to know that he's desirable. Oh, because she said that she thinks you're...
Oh, that's awfully nice of her.
She told me that she was telling Vicky earlier that she would hook up with you because you're her type of guy.
Would you ask her how long she's been blind, or is that from birth? That's her?
Yeah.
Jeez, what?
There you go, buddy.
She is blind. She has to be. Seriously. I mean, she looks like she's what? Maybe she can't be like, is she like early 30s at most? Am I crazy?
I'm thinking 30s.
Yeah. 30s-ish.
Yeah.
30, saying I'm what's like, up. Look
I'm
at
almost
you.
100. What is she, insane?
You're a silver fox.
Wow. Oh, I like her a lot.
There we go.
You know, I mean, if I were single, I would like her a lot.
Matchmaker.
That's all. I mean, she's
like
very...
she was in the military.
Kick
love a woman in
that's
uniform.
Actually very sexy. Yeah, she could throw you around.
Oh, no, I like military women. Okay, so okay, if anything ever happens to my wife, which, by the way, I'm going to plan, I'll get in touch with you.
So how open is your relationship?
If only I had an insurance policy on my wife, but she's a smart one. She'll never let me get one on her.
Jesus.
We're on the air, BJ.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
the
she likes it.
Inside voice is there.
Said she likes it when they're straightforward.
See, now feel good. You always give yourself a hard time. And there's someone out there that's willing to give you a tough time.
Well, it's nice. It's nice that people think that you're desirable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a nice feeling. Thank you. What's your? Can we say your name or we don't say your name?
Maybe not.
Well, thank you, unknown lady that we know.
There you go.
Yes. Secret admirer. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, military lady.
Secret.
Secret. Nobody knows, but everybody.
Just call her R.
Oh, look at you.
Because she's a pirate?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Arr.
Right. Yeah, that's just a
big call her R.
Listeners on. Okay. Jesus, the two of you. Listeners on the loose.
Excited
you picked
now?
The, huh?
Excited?
You mean like physically excited?
Admirer. No,
what are you doing?
Wow. I don't know. Why would he ask me if I'm excited?
Did
you see the look on his face? It looked like the sort of like, oh, wait.
See, have I ever asked another dude, are you excited now?
I was following Steve there. Like maybe like the tingles or the butterflies.
Well,
because
you hated yourself yesterday. You thought that you were like, so would you be excited that you have a secret admirer?
Thank you, Danny. You were down on yourself and now you got a woman that's willing to
I don't even know. Down on yourself. I'm not that excited. Who knows if she's real? I could be getting catfish.
Clearly she's real. She's on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real to me.
Listen, this is how catfishing starts. If she's a real person, that's really nice. And if she's not, then, well, it's still nice to think that she is. But if
just
like
pretend that she's real, then.
I would have to get her to hold a, like, today's paper and all that stuff to know she was real. But if I were single, I wouldn't be that excited yet.
Can't even just take a compliment.
Right? See, here you are just assuming the worst when something nice has happened.
Have you looked at me lately?
Someone says on her profile, it even says her favorite animal is an anteater.
Okay, I am.
Wow, they found her quick.
Yeah, that's really
just
lovely.
By me saying R.
Yeah, I really love these texters, and they're all your idiot friends.
They are. I love them.
Yeah,
every ounce of them,
every single little bit.
Yeah, thanks. No, that's great working with you, douches. I can't wait to carpool with you.
We just share the fact that there's a secret admirer for you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you probably set it up.
Oh, yes, because that's all I have the time in
just
the world
so you can do the anteater joke. The whole thing was a long trip
this
to the
anteater
joke.
This entire two-day effort, sending multiple messages, making a fake profile, all was for that one joke.
Right, well, having years of pictures on her profile page, all of that.
That's impressive, Steve. I'm glad you went and found those.
I started this in 2011.
Good job backdating all of those photos.
Boy, talk about a guy that's patient.
Today was the day.
Today was the day.
I was like, just wait on July 16th, 2019. I will get my revenge.
You will get your comeuppance, sir.
I will finally get that anteater joke that I've been wanting to do.
Oh, yeah. See?
Got it.
Know what? You're a patient man, Steve.
Booyah.
You can, when we're at the convention, you can go, here's a bit that took 5 years.
Yes.
And it finally got done. All right. We have a question that needs to be answered, okay? And again, thank you, R. R, you're a great, you're a very nice person. Thank you. It's nice when people compliment you. I don't want to make her feel bad. I don't care about you. All right, here's a question.
I knew that.
Yeah. What do Ryan Castle and a couch have in common?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll tell you at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a couch have in common?
You can find me on any street corner in Seattle.
Yeah.
With a sign that says free.
Sad in the rain.
Yep.
Sad
soggy.
In the rain.
Wet. I'm the sofa king.
Oh, boy.
But free.
Mm-hmm. No, that is an old bit that people get in trouble for, but that the sofa king was amazing.
Steve's wife gets mad when he falls asleep on both.
Oh, yeah, she does.
They both make squeaky noises when bouncing on them.
That's my replacement hip.
And Danny likes to grab their arm and cry.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome, Danny.
Party, Danny. Thank you for always being there for me.
Anytime Danny's crying, I'm in.
Yeah. We got a strip club in Ohio.
Every day.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is a great deal if you want to check this out. There's a strip club in Ohio called Scarlett's Cabaret. They're doing a little bit of refurbishing, so they're giving away all of their old couches.
No. Yep.
The one they use in the clubs. Come on.
Unless I'm trying to create my own little gentleman's club in a basement, I'll pass.
Yeah. How about this? They list the couches on Facebook Marketplace and added a note, quote, warning, may have stains from unknown bodily fluids. Use at your own risk.
It's like the drum set I bought from Steve that still spits out glitter every now and again.
Yeah.
It'll never leave that drum set, man.
And those couches are full of glitter forever.
Full of
these
regret.
They're giving away free, though. I mean, these are free. Truth in advertising, at least.
I know any street corner in Seattle where you can pick up a free couch, it's going to be cleaner than one of those.
Want to thank Dave for sitting in and watching the show. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack up next for you.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
The person on crack, they only did it because they just had a horrible addiction, whereas the other one actually made choices to get plowed by guys.
Hey, college is expensive.
Yeah, right?
They were addicted to money.
That's a good point.
Sausage.
Was the hip gyration necessary?
No, it wasn't, but it just happened. Yeah.
I missed that, thank God. I was facing away from that, Vicky. Sorry you had to see that.
And sausage.
Oh, for crying. Thank you for doing it again.
You suck, Steve.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.